because they didn't want to stop eating on Yom Kippur. Shrashi nasu zorim, they became friend, strangers. But it's nachru lavim shebashemayim. They're doing averus. They went away from Hashem. Afilu merechem. And nofik v'nei, you know, came out of this kid shapsoi. Otzaperi, he was a Russia shapsoi, but Otzaperi made the prices very high. When you used to get out the Paris, what do you call the economy there, to set the price for the Paris, he used to raise the price very high. The Chum didn't like that. Kitsi was a Russia. Trashi Otzaperi lafkiya shorim, he made the prices high. The Tanya ain't no in Paris, so you're not allowed to do that. The Chodov is Shukhai Nefesh, the Vishamaskiya Nasar Ashorim, you're not allowed to raise the price high. It'll be hard for everybody to live that way. So Kitsi was a Russia. But the Mishnah says, "Choyle machilu noisu api bikin." If a choyle sick, if the doctors say he has to eat, so we're allowed to give him teeth according to the doctors. That's what the Mishnah says. So Demara Omar Rav Yanai, choyle oy metzorach. What's going to be in the case that a person is sick and he says, "You should know, I have to eat." He says, "I know I'm very bit off. I don't eat. I'm afraid I'll die." For Raifa Oimer, ain't a tzorach. Doctor says nothing doing. You're healthy. I'm not healthy, but I call upon him whether you fast or not, it's not going to make a difference. Your sickness will be the exact same sickness even if you don't eat. So male eating is not going to help your keels there, the doctor says. What's the lochum? The lochum Rabbi Yanai holds is shayman l'choyla. You're allowed to listen to the choyla. My time or why? Either doctors say eating won't help you at all. Teretz says, the post says in Mishlei, leiv yodeya moros nafshoy. Your own leiv, your own heart knows what's doing about your nefesh more than other people. Sometimes the choyla knows more about himself than the doctor knows. So the chayla says, "Yes, I feel so bad. I feel inside that if I don't eat today, I'm going to get much worse. Maybe I'll die." He has the right teeth, even though the doctor says not like that. Leiv yodeya moros nafshoy. The leiv of a person knows more what's doing about himself. And more even asks, "Pshita? Of course it's like that." So something more kash. Even though the doctor says no, and you says yes, the more pshita. So the says, "Mal the same. I would have thought." Roife kim leitzvei? No. In svar, I would think that the roife knows more. Kamash Malon, not like that. Lav Davka, the Reifer knows more. So really it could be that maybe they're equal. As long, even if they'll be equal, it'll still be the same story. Life is Suffolk. And the Klal is Suffolk in the first place. Nobody goes to Hokam. Even if you tell me that, not that the doctors don't know what they're talking about. But just the Chia Chiddush here, when the person says he has to eat, he makes a very big Suffolk here. And Suffolk in the first place also we go to Kula. Avadi is not eat. What about Reifer Roy Metzorich? Rabbi Yana says, the doctor says you have to eat. If you're not going to eat, your sickness will get worse, and maybe you'll die because of that. The choyle roime ain't a tzorach. No, I don't have to eat. Whether I eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. So what's the locha? Shemim l'reifah. You listen to the doctor, and we tell him, after see, you have to eat now. The mitzvah of you to eat. My time or why? Tun v'hu d'noket lay. Now the question is, my time or what will be the roifah? We just had a post at the leiv yodei amaras nafshoyim. Here it's mashma, it's not only a suffix. Here it's mashma, it's a vaday like. That the post says you trust the person. So if the person tells you that I feel good now, I don't have to eat, so why should we listen to the doctor? You have to give an answer. My time matun vudunokadlay. Sometimes the chayla like is so sick, I feel like meshuga, like because of a sickness, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why we don't trust him. If it be vadash leima mashme, maybe he would know more. But we don't trust him. We have to listen to the doctor because he has to be afraid. Maybe the person doesn't know what he's saying. Shrashi tunva shtus. Something went into him. Machmas Cholyev, since he got so sick, got so high fever like he loses his senses a little bit. That's why he's saying, I feel good. So that's why we have to listen to the doctor. So the doctor says, you have to eat. If you don't eat, there'll be a skoros of foshes, posh me pasna, it's a mitzvah for you to eat. You're not supposed to be machmum. Tanan, we learned. Choyle machila noisea pibikin. Says now Mishnah, if a person is sick, we only let him eat when two doctors say he has to eat. So the diyak, al pibikin in. If two doctors says yes, or the deacon's push the pushta kasher of Yanai, even without two, we're just down. The Mishnah says you can only eat when the doctors say you have to. But our piyatz maloi, mashma, if you yourself say you have to eat, we don't listen to you. That's what the Mishnah says. Ma choyla machil nois api bikiyim. We only listen to the doctors, but our piyatz we don't give it to. We don't let you eat. Shasha api bikiyim trei our pi boki loy. That's one deed. That mashma the Mishnah you can only eat if two doctors say you have to eat. But if only one doctor says, we don't let you eat. Right? They are piyatz meloi, and by yourself for sure not. If you listen to Rabbi Yanai Matavai, it's the Kasha Rabbi Yanai both. Rabbi Yanai says, we listen to you, and even if a doctor, one doctor says yes, and you say no, we also listen to the doctor. So it's the Kasha and both deal with Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, if one doctor says no, and you say yes, I have to eat, we let you eat. And the Mishnah says, not like that. The Mishnah says, I'll feed you. Mashma,
ask him, well, listen to the doctor. And the doctor says you don't have...
But you only need after two doctors, and one doctor alone is not enough. And it's not like Rav Yenner. Now he says, if you say no, and one doctor says yes, we still say you have to eat. And the Mishnah's mashmah, no, we only let you eat up to two doctors. So both halachas of Rav Yenner, who is the kasha from the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. Halacha b'mayaski, know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Omar loy tzirichna. That the choyle says, I don't have to eat. I don't have to. So then the Mishnah says, then we only let him eat up to b'kiyim. For the Gemara, though, still kasha. Filet api boki. What do you have to have two doctors for? Rav Yanai says, if it's a question, you say you don't have to. And one doctor says you do have to. We listen to the one doctor. So then why does the Mishnah say you have to have the kin? You have to have two doctors telling you to eat. Even if you want to tell me it's talking the case where you say you don't have to eat, but what do you have to have two to say you do have to eat? It should be enough if one doctor says you have to eat. Let's reach a teretz that it shouldn't be a theory from the Mishnah. To Rav Yanai, the Iko Achrina Badei. You have another doctor on your side. One doctor agrees with you that you don't have to eat today. Whether you eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. Now, the Yomah Leit Tzericha, that the doctors with you agree that you don't have to eat. So then the Mishnah says, Machilo Noisel Pibikiyim. Then we only let you eat if two doctors say you have to eat. In such a case, if one doctor would say you have to eat, then we wouldn't let you eat. Since you're saying no, and you have another doctor saying no, so it's two against one doctor saying yes, we wouldn't listen to the doctor that says yes. This will not be a suffix, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat. Even Rav Yanai would avoid it to that. In such a case, the Mishnah says you're only allowed to eat if you have two doctors on your side, on the other side, saying you have to eat. Stam, if one doctor is against you, you also listen to the doctor that you have to eat. So Terah says here, you have another doctor on your side. So if there'll only be one doctor that says eat, you wouldn't have to eat, because it's two against one. But now if you have two doctors saying you have to eat, it's two against two, then it's a good suffix, then we say you have to eat. For the Gemara Pshita, Avati you have to eat in such a case. Suffix nefoshesu. The suffix nefoshesu lachyo. You have two against two. You have two doctors saying you have to eat, and you and one doctor saying no, so it's a suffix. And the klal is suffix nefoshesu go lekula. And here lekula would mean you have to eat to save yourself, keep yourself alive. Again, the stress from the chai v'hem. You have to stay alive. So the zoi, Pshita, you have to eat. Like Tzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Ti'iko Trei Achrina Badei. No. You're saying no, and you have two doctors to agree with you. So you have three people saying you don't have to eat. On the other side, there are two doctors saying you do have to eat. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. With two doctors, you have to eat. Even if you have a chur, there'll be, even if you have 10 doctors. If you have 10 doctors saying no, but you have two doctors saying yes, then obliges a suffix and you have to eat. Yeah. You have two other doctors with you agreeing you don't have to. Now, the Chiddush is, Rav Safra said true, there's a klal, Trei Kemeya. When two people say something, it could go 100 people. In other words, the biggest truth we could have, the biggest aidus we have is 2 people. Whether you have 3 or 5 or 10 or 100 people, doesn't make a difference. If you have 2 aidim saying one way, 2 aidim say I saw Reuben kill somebody, and you have 100 aidim say we saw he didn't kill anybody, you have life Trei and Trei. 2 equals out even 100. Because when you go on a Hilchos Eidus, the biggest amonis, the biggest truth the terrorist said is 2 people. When 2 people say something, there's a kosev, you have to believe them. That's the truth. So if you have now 100 people saying the other way, true, it's also the truth. So you have Trei and Trei, they go connected to the other. But, so the cloud 2 has lost like 100, Omeya Katrei, and the other way, 100 is also like 2. Of a Zakhar Safra, Hani Mili, when do I say this to Yisoid? Linyan Edis. That's only when you come in to say Edis. When you come into Bezdin to say, but there is Edis, it's Xeris Akosov to believe Edim. The terrorist says when 2 people say something in Bezdin, after Drishim Hakiram, it's called Edis. And the Torah believes Edim. So when 2 people tell you something, you have to believe them the same way we believe 100 people. So that's the Svara 2 is like Meyer. Ah, well, in Yenumdino, but let's say we're not talking about in Bezdin right now. It's not a shower going to Bezdin to say Edis. Like here, I want to know would this person live or not? Would eating or not eating affect him? It's not an Aedis here. It's a numdana. What do I say? What does my svara tell me? The Wiz doctor says, I think if he eats, we'll keep him alive. The other one says, no, if he doesn't eat, it doesn't make a difference. Then Rav Safra said, the klal is bosa deus aslinim. Then we don't say two is like meya. If you want to know stam opinions, you have to go bosa, roiv deus. So if 10 people say this way, and 3 people say the other way, acharavim lahatzosh, you have to listen to the rabbim. You have to listen to the 10 people. So mainly here, since you have 3 doctors saying you don't have to eat, or 2 doctors and he himself is saying, I don't have to eat. That's 3 people. 3 days. 2 doctors are saying he does have to eat. So really I should say, listen to the 3. It's not a halacha edus here, it's a halacha numdino. What do I think? What do you say? So then the Safa says, the svar is gold, basar, right deis. So there are more people that say that's the one you should listen to. So I would think here also, don't let him eat now in Yom Kippur, because you have 3 saying no, can I get 2 saying yes? So that's only the question of what you say, the say of a person, with the question about mumness of money. Money matters. Then we go, basar, 5 people, 3 people, 5 went out. Aval hocha, for it's a shayla about nefoshos, sofer nefoshos hu. And the klal is sofer nefoshos go lekula. So kitzur, when you have deis, this way, that way, it's not the pshat, 5 deis is a vadai. The Torah only says a vadai v'hilchas edis. When you say something in Bezdim, the Torah says this, that's the halacha Torah said, that's vadai, that's emes. Here undener is true, we hear what you're saying. But we have the other side, it's also a doubt. So by doubtfulness, by nefoshos, you always go lehokil. That's the chiddush here. That's 3 against 2, even though it's only 2 saying teeth, we still tell you teeth. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what Mishnah means. Choyle, if you're sick, and there's choyle saying I don't have teeth, and 2 doctors saying you don't have teeth. Still, machil myself, pibikiyim. If you have 2 doctors saying yes, you have to eat, there's a mitzvah now, you have to eat. We tell you, you have to eat, it's a sofer nefoshos, you have to eat. Right. So Mabohom Midik Tani Sefer. Since the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says, the Yemein Shom Bekim, if you don't have any doctors, then Machilu Noisya Piyatma. That's what our Mishnah says. If you don't have any doctors, then ask the Chayil himself. If he says, yes, I feel so bad now, if I don't eat, I'm afraid something will happen, he's allowed to eat. Mechlal, Dereisha Diyom HaTzorach. The Chorus, since at the end, so there's no doctors, that's all. So Mashma the Reish is saying Tzorach, he does have to eat. So Reish says, Mechal, the Reish, the Matzorach. The Asila Lach, the Tony Mastis, now people came in, Al Piyatz Meloy. So the Reish is Mashma, that when you do have doctors, no matter what, you listen to the doctors. Now, even though he says yes, we don't care about what he says. You listen to what the doctor says. So that's not like we're saying. We want to say, Pshan the Reish is, that he's saying no, and 2 doctors are saying no, and 2 doctors are saying yes. The Chura Basar is safe, will be Mashman, the Reish is also talking about, where the Chayil himself is saying Tzorach. So Mara says, no. Chasuri Mesav Ochiktoni. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is what the Mishnah really means. But Medavom Amurim, when does the Reish at the beginning of the Mishnah say, we listen to 2 doctors? Tiyama Loi Tzorachani. Only when the Chayil himself says, I don't have to eat. Then we listen to 2 doctors. Avalom Tzorachani. But let's say the Chayil himself says, yes, I have to eat. And Tzorachani, ain't shom bekiyim trei, elechad diyom aloy tzorach, machilu noisel piyatzmai. Then in the case that he's saying, no, I don't have to eat. And 1 doctor says he does have to eat. Right, then ain't shom bekiyim trei, elechad diyom aloy tzorach, he says yes, and 1 doctor says no, then elochri is machilu noisel piyatzmai. Like Abiyane said, still we listen to him more than the doctor. The Kofon for the Gemara's Mashmah, it's only 1 connected 1. But let's say there'll be 2 doctors that say, no, you don't have to eat. And even though you're saying you do have to eat, then we wouldn't listen to you. Connected 2 doctors, we wouldn't listen. Rav Yana's Chiddush was only, if 1 doctor says you don't have to eat, and you yourself say you do have to eat, then we'll listen to you. A Kofon we make a Sofit. But Mashmah, connected 2, then there wouldn't even be a Sofit. So Mekisser, Rav Yana's Halachas are still Emes. If you're saying you have to, and a doctor says you don't have to, we listen to you, and you're allowed to eat. Right. Ma baravashi yomar. Kol hecha diyomar tzorachani. Whenever the choleh says, no, I have to eat, I feel a weaker mayor. He argues and says, no, not like the deed we just said. Even if there's 100 doctors there saying you don't have to eat, tiyamar leitzorach l'didei shaminam. Still, we listen to you. I feel you have 100 doctors telling you, mamish, you don't have to eat. Nothing's going to happen to you if you fast today. But you say, no, I feel that if I don't eat, something's going to happen to me, you're allowed to eat. We're not talking about a phony here. We're talking about the guy really means it, not the time he's hungry. The guy really means it. He means it, Erlich, that I feel myself, I don't eat today, I may die. Is we listen to him. Shanem and the Apostle says, Leiv Yodeya Maras Nafshoi. The Leiv of a person, your heart knows about you. If you're sick, Maras Nafshoi, something's wrong, he knows more than other people. So here it's, if you say you have to eat, we trust you. That's what Rashi holds. That's the law like that. Tanan, says in our Mishnah, it means Shom Bikin, if there's no doctors, Machilo Noisai, Al Piyatsmai. So it's a Diyak, Taimod the Leke Bikin. Why do we listen to you? Only because there's no doctors there. Ha'ika Bikin, Mashma, there are doctors there, Loi, then we don't listen to you. So Mashma, the doctors say no, and you say yes, we listen to the doctors then. The Mishnah says at the end, when do we listen to you? Only if there's no doctors going against you. Mashma, if there are doctors going against you, we don't listen to you. So it's a Kashan Ravashi. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The Reisha Dig is only when he says, I don't have to eat. Avaloma Tzorachani, when he says, yes, I have to eat, then ain't Shom Bikim Klal, that's what it means to say. There's no Din Bikim anymore, because we don't listen to the doctors. But Machilu Naisel Piyatzmoy, we let him eat according to what he himself says. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lev Yodea Maris Nashri, that a person knows more about himself, has the feel inside him more than anybody else. Therefore, that's the luck of the person himself of Erlich, that if I don't eat, I feel something's going to happen to me, he takes out the right teeth. So the Mishnah. Me, sha'och zoi bumis. Somebody gets a sickness that you may die from it. So Rashi says, mishach zoi bumis, choyle yo'oiches machmas ravam. Because you're hungry, the hunger pains make you sick, give the bumis, and the symptoms is that ain't of chaos, your eyesight goes weak, and this sickness is mamashas akonis nefashis. Ukeshemaris chayzeres biyadua shinis rapa. But when your eyesight comes back and you see well, then you know you healed up. So mishach sebumis, somebody got the sickness is because he was starving, because he wasn't eating today. He is the locha right away machil noisai. You're allowed to eat, allowed to give him teat. Afilu dvorm tmeim, even dvorm tmeim you have chazif. The only food you have around to give him, since the eitzah here is to give him teat. Because the sickness comes across the fasting, so give him teeth will cure him, you're allowed to give him teeth, even if he only has worm to name him. Achi Yorainu, you're allowed to let him eat until he gets back his eyesight. Because like Rashi said, as soon as he gets back his eyesight, that's a Rai, he's healed up from the sickness. Nisha Noshka Kelo Shaita, a wild dog bit you. Is Ein Machil Noisoi, Mechatsa Kovet Shaloi. So a wild dog, it's also Skorosophosius, we're afraid maybe you'll die from that. So maybe you're allowed to eat certain things. But I call upon him, this you're not allowed to eat. The Chiddush is, even though some doctors say this is a refuah, some doctors say, take that dog and get out its liver and eat the side of its liver. That's the cure. So the Mishnah is saying, you should know, we hold that's not a cure. Therefore, you don't have a right to eat it. Not because it's not a skoros tefoshes. Just, you could do something to heal yourself. But just the fact in the skoros tefoshes, you're not allowed to do something that's not going to heal you. So the Mishnah is telling you to eating the dog's covered liver is not going to heal you. We have Imashia ben Chorashmati. He yells, no, he yells, this is called a good refuah, and it'll heal you, therefore you're allowed to do it. The Rashi says, Kelev Shekel Fosh B'Gemara, Ein Machil Mechata Kovet Shaloi, V'yafo Pish Yenoi Gemaroifin, B'Refuah Zu, the doctor says, yes, this is a good refuah, Ein a refuah Gemura, Lahata La Yisa V'Heima Tumei Yakach. It's not called a refuah Gemura. No, it's not clearly that will heal you. So therefore you have no right to do the Aveira. We have Masiyah ben Chorosh Matir, Kisava Refuah Gemurhi. He also knows this is called the good Refuah, therefore you have a right even to do this. V'yoy Domer of Masiyah ben Chorosh, Ha'choshes Begroinen. You have a very bad throat ache. Is Mativen Loi Sam B'Teichfiv B'Shabbos. You're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. You can throw down medicine in your throat. Nefneishu Sofer Nefoshes. He holds whatever Chosh Begroinen means, some type of a bad throat pain. Throat pain is a sort of nefoshes. So you're allowed to take medicine to save yourself. And the klal is, v'chol sofik nefoshes doichas haShabbos. Anytime it's a doubt, it will come to nefoshes to kill yourself, you'll die from it, chas v'sholom, you're allowed to do refuah. You're allowed to do anything to save yourself. What about misha noflo lo mapoilus? Let's say you see the way a whole wall of stones falls upon somebody. Misha noflo lo mapoilus. Sofik husham, sofik enisham. You have a doubt if there's a person underneath it or not? So you want to know on Shabbos Bekitza, I'm allowed to go now, take my rake and shovel, and start shoveling away the stones, which could be an Issa D'Oraisa, to see if the person is there or not. I only have a Sofik if the person is there or not. Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. I have a doubtful if it's Kedai to save him now, maybe he's dead already. The other side, no, maybe he's still alive. Sofik Kusi, Sofik Yisroel. You have a Sofik, maybe the guy's a Goy. On the side, the guy's a Goy, you have no right to Michal Shabbos to save him. The other side, maybe the Yisroel. So Lachar, since it's a Sofik, that maybe he's Yisroel, and maybe he's still alive,
and by saving him now, you're saving a nefesh. Halachah is mafakhin all of esagal. You're allowed to go and take away, break away these stones and find the person. Matsuachai mafakhin. If you see the found the person, the guy's still alive. Then the Gemara says you uncovered his head and you saw that he's breathing. You're allowed to go further and uncover him completely and save him. But let's say after you uncovered the mouth, you saw the way he's dead. Then you have no right to go further. You just have to leave him there. Then there's no suffering the fashis. You have no right to be mechal lo shabbos. Tana rabbonin minayin lo yodeyan hayoydin shiru enof. How do we know if the person got his eyesight back or not? Like the person got mishachs or boomers. So we say you're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur now until he gets back his eyesight. How can we tell that he got his eyesight back? That we should tell him stop eating now? Is mishayavchin ben tevara? If you can tell the difference between something good and something bad, what does that mean? Om rabbi of a timer. It means if you can taste. If you can taste the food and he knows which food tastes good and which food doesn't taste good, that's why he has good eyesight. Like we had before in the Gemara. If you see food, the better you see it, the more you enjoy the food. So you can tell the food, the more you can see. If you're up to tell the difference between what tastes good and what tastes bad, it's why your eyesight is bad. It's Rashi. But time of mishayoyde lahavchin. That's right, you can see well already. Tana Rabbanan, Mishach Zay Bumas, person gets the sickness. On Yom Kippur, is Machilo Noisay Hakal Hakal. You're supposed to let him eat now, not as the cost of Hoshis, but if the question of giving him Isser or not, or two different Isurim, let him eat the less Isser. Of course, like why do a more stricter, a Mohammed Kavera, do an easier Avera? So give him the easiest Hakal Hakal to eat. What does that mean? Tevelu Nevelum. Let's say you have food that's tevel, you didn't take off shumas amaisas yet, and you have a nevelum. The lachri is machil meis nevelum. Let him eat nevelum, because nevelum, dead animals, only allowed. Mashenke tevel is the chi of misa, but they shemayim. So don't let him eat tevel, rather let him eat nevelum. What about tevel is shvius? Shvius, let him eat shvius, because by tevel is the chi of misa, shvius don't in this rasay, there's no chi of misa by shvius. So let him eat peris or shvius, even achas man abir, when you're not allowed to eat him. Tevel or truma. What about if you have Tevel involved, or else you have Truma involved? And they both have a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Which one is Kal to let him eat? Tanoi, this is the Machlegas Tanoim. The Tanya, when under the Brisa one says, Machil Meisa Tevel, let him eat the Tevel right now. The Yein Machil Meisa Truma, don't let him eat Truma. We'll soon see what the Svar is. He owes Truma is a more Chomadik Issa than the Issa of Tevel. So let the person now eat Tevel and not eat Truma. Then Tamerim and Noah, just the opposite. Truma v'loy tevel. Let him eat the truma and not eat the tevel. He holds truma as a more chomadik avera. So the Maromer Rabba, hey chodiyef shebechulin, if there's enough food here, if you can take off the truma semaisris from the chulin alone, the kuli amole pliga de mesakninen lei, or mesafinen lei, then everybody holds. Well, what's going on here? You have tevel. What does tevel mean? You have a barrel of apples here. You have 10 apples. So there's 10 apples, you didn't take off truma semaisris. Now we want to let the person eat these apples not to save his soul. So it depends. If you take off trumas and mices off the pears, off the apples, so the most you have to take off 1/10. You'll have to take off a little bit more maybe. But that's to take off one apple. So let's say you have 10 apples to start off with. You have to take off one apple, maybe a little bit more. So what's left over, let's say, is 8 apples, pure apples left over. So if the person could live with the 8 apples, so everybody's masking. That's the best eitzah. Don't let him eat any yisah. Take the tevel right now, and be mafresh, take the one apple on the side, that's the truma, with the maestris, the maestrish and everything, and then what's left over, let him eat the chulin. There's no wisdom eating chulin. So everybody's masking. Why should he eat the truma? Let him eat the chulin. So when you have tevel in front of your nose, the best thing there is, take off that fresh truma, put that on the side, and the leftover, let him eat. So that's everybody's masking. If it's enough to heal him up with the 8 apples you have left over, that's the best eitzah. Now, where's the machlekes? Keep ligi, but lay yefsha, the chulin. When it's not enough just the 8 apples, this person is sick, and the only way he'll cure himself not to die is if he eats all 10 apples. He has to eat now 10 apples. So the shaila is, you have 10 apples now, that's tevel, or else the other 8 is, taka, take off one apple, make a truma, and the other 8 apples will be chulin, but our core point is eating truma. What's the big avera? Is it worse to eat the truma? So then let him eat the tevel, or is it worse to eat the tevel? Then we say, don't make a truma. So that's the shayla. What's the big avera eating tevel, eating the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off truma semaisis? Or if I can't, take off the truma semaisis and let him eat the truma. That's the machlokes. Ma sova tevel chomer. One man yom holds tevel is a bigger issa. Why? Or some say, or masav a truma chamura. No, truma is a bigger issa. Masav a tevel chamura, tevel is the worst issa. Aber truma chaz lekayin. Truma is not such a big aveira. Even though for Yisrael, he's not allowed to eat chulin, a truma or tevel, but a core part of the issa, truma has a hetel lekayin. So it's not such a chomitik aveira. Even though they're both mitzvah b'dei shemayim, but a core part of truma is not so chomer. Because if a hetel, somebody's allowed to eat it. A kohen's allowed to eat it. Mashenki and Tevel, nobody's allowed to eat. Therefore, he holds Tevel is the worst of ever. Well, Masavah once says, no, Truma Chamur, Truma is worse. Avol Tevel, Tevel is not such a Chomdik Averi. You know why? Eshel is Kunein, because Tevel has a Heter to it. Tevel just means it has like the Maisus mixed into it. But when you makrash it, there's a Chul that becomes Heter. So since that Tevel could become Heter, therefore it's not so Chomer. Mashenki, once you made Truma stays Truma Li'elam, there's never a Heter for Yisrael to eat it. Therefore, Truma is not so Therefore, Truma is more Chomer. Mashenka Tevel is less Chomer. Therefore, we give him to eat the Tevel, not the Truma. Nagmar says, so what are you telling me now? That Ef Shebechulin, Pshitam, telling me now a Chiddush. That what? That where's the Machlaike?